Okay, we are holding Taf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the two dots. I'll wait to the time, but now I'm gone. Okay, but the two dots for 5 lines from the top. Okay, so Imrasa Rishonah L'chol. So that was talking about, we were talking about situations, weird situations where it was 90 days break, 30, 90, 30, 90, whatever. So now we have another weird situation. Amar Rav Huna, Kofts of Arasa, she jumped, and after jumping, that's when she saw blood. Kofts of Arasa, she jumped again. Kofts of Arasa, and the third time, is Kovel of Esses. So now she has a Vesses, she has a time fixed that whenever she jumps, That's called a fixed time. Yeah, and we said in the Mishnah, anyone who has a fixed time is Daishaita. So therefore, if the woman knows that every time she jumps, that's when she's getting her period, so therefore it's fixed. She doesn't have to worry about any retrospectivity because Daishaita. So the Gemara says, what do you mean she's Kaveya versus Lamai? How was she Keveya? What happened over here? If you're telling me that it's a certain, that her period is fixed for a certain number of days, it can't be based on days, because when she didn't jump, she didn't see it. So it's not about the days, because it just depends on when she jumps. But you're telling me that it's Kavua that for jumping. When she jumps, you see, so that's called kavua. V'hatanya, we don't know brayser. Kol shetik bana machmasoines afilu kamba amim loykava vesis. If the sighting comes about through an oinus, something that's not a normal situation, it's something that happened, some weird accident or unusual or unpreventable situation, then it doesn't count. So jumping, that's not a normal thing, that jumping causes her to bleed. And therefore, if the sighting is caused by jumping, that it shouldn't fix any vessels. It shouldn't be a fixed time because of that. My love, doesn't that mean like kavua versus klal? The assumption is that it means that there is no kavua based on that. And for the Gemara, loy, that's not what it means. It means like kavua versus l'yamim l'chudayu, l'kvitas l'chudayu. That there's no kfiyas if it's just based on the number of days, or there's no kfiyas just on the number of jump or on the day on just by jumping. It's a combination of a kavul of versus the yamim or kfiyas. Yeah, that means if she jumps every fourth Sunday, yeah, and then she sees, so that's a kfiyas for jumping every fourth Sunday, a combination.
Well, then you go back 24 hours before they're jumping?
No, then it's kavua, so it's Dayashaita. No, for 24 hours. Okay, so the Gemara says, what do you mean the Yom L'Chadai? The Yom L'Chadai Yipshita. Obviously, just by the days itself, there's no kriyas, because it's only if she jumps. If she wouldn't jump, she wouldn't see. It's Omer Avashi Kigoin. The situation we're talking about here is the coffee, it's Bechad, B'Shabbos, B'Chazoy. She jumped on Sunday, and then she saw. The coffee, it's Bechad, B'Shabbos. On the next Sunday, or a different Sunday, a certain number of Sundays away, she jumped, B'Chazoy. Over Shabbos, Kofts, Avaloy, Chazoy. She tried to do an experiment, and she jumped on Shabbos, and nothing happened. Well, the Chad B'Shabbos, the next day was Sunday again. She thought, yep, today should be jumping day. Chazoy, Bloy Kvitzer. But on Sunday, she saw she didn't have to jump. Suddenly it came without jumping. Yeah. So, Bloy Kvitzer. So what happened? She jumped on Sunday and saw. She jumped on Sunday and didn't see. She jumped on Sunday and saw. On the next time, she jumped on Shabbos and didn't see, but it's just on Sunday. So what would you think is the deal with that? It's Mahu de Tema. I'll tell you what you would have thought. Mahu de Tema, you would have thought that he glowing Milsala Mafreya, the Yomu de Gagorim. The Lokvita, that's just the days. The jumping was just a coincidence that she jumped. V'horaya, when she jumped on Shabbos, nothing happened. When she didn't jump the third Sunday, she did see. So you would think that it's only the days. Forget about the jumping. That's just a red herring. Kamash Balan, the Kvitsa Namida Esmal Garma, that if she jumped on Shabbos and saw on Sunday, it was just a delayed reaction. The jumping on Shabbos caused her to see on Sunday. So why didn't she see immediately on Shabbos? Because it's not time. Her body clock said, hang on, what are you jumping a day early for? I'm going to hold off on the blood until the next day. So it was still a combination. Even though there's a delayed reaction from the Shabbos jumping till she saw on Sunday, but it's still considered part of the kvius that there has to be a jump involved. Jumping is psychological? And her thing. Okay. Well, you're the expert on psychological jumping, so we'll accept your words. Lishna Achrina, or a different version of the whole story is, pardon me, Omar Avuna. Avuna said, Kavtza V'rasa, Kavtza V'rasa, Kavtza V'rasa, that she jumped, again, the same, that part of the discussion starts off the same way, that Rav Huna said if she jumped and saw three times, Kabbal of Esses, she's fixed her time, but in this version, Rav Huna himself said, Liyami Malela Kvitzis, for days and not for jumpings. In the first version, Rav Huna didn't explain what he meant. Yeah, he just said Kabbal of Esses, and then he went home and let everyone else work it out. In this version, Rav Huna actually says, Liyami Malela Kvitzis. So the question is, Hey Chidami, what do you mean the Yom Mulele Kvitzis? Your whole story was Kavtza V'rasa. So why are you telling me that it's nothing to do with the jumping, it's nothing to do with the days? It's Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, what's the situation? The Kavtz B'chad B'Shabbos V'Chazoy. The Kavtz B'chad B'Shabbos V'Chazoy. Or the Chad B'Shabbos V'Chazoy B'loi Kvitzo. The first time she jumped on Sunday and she saw. Then the second time she jumped on Sunday and saw. And then the third time she saw without jumping on Sunday. Yeah? So then, the kviyas is liyamulo lekviyas. The hasam, if on the third time she saw on the same day without jumping, is igloy milsa the yemahu the gagorim. So then it proves that the jumping is a red herring, and it's really the days that matter. And the jumping was just an elaboration to make it more exciting. Yeah. It's a different ending, yeah. It's a different ending because it's a different beginning. Rav Huna says the Yom Lele Kvitzis. In the first version, we're talking about where it's a combination of jumping and days. Because when she didn't jump, she didn't see. When she jumped on the wrong day, it still waited till the right day. So it's a combination. In this version, all he's saying is that even if two times it was together with jumping, but since the third time it wasn't together with jumping, so is there a raya that it was nothing to do with the jumping, and it's just to do with the days?
Not very scientific.
Not very scientific.
No, because technically what you could do is if she jumped the first time that she saw, then maybe you tell her to wait the next Sunday and see what happens without, so then you'll know clearly.
You could tell her that, yeah, that's true. If you were doing a scientific experiment, you would try all different combinations.
Exactly.
But she didn't ask you for your opinion. She just did what she felt like doing. She got up in the morning and she said, it's Sunday, I have to go to work today. And she jumped in excitement. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Amru Daya Shaita, even though we said that all these Daya Shaita cases means we don't have to worry about 24 hours Lamafreya or Mekilav Kida. Yeah, that whenever, if she sees now, from now on, if she came in contact with food, that food is Tomei. But any food she contacted before is not Tomei. That's the Pshat Daya Shaita. So the Mishnah says now, even though we were, let's call it lenient, we didn't worry about retrospective Tuma, aber Tzricha Lios Bedekes. Any woman who is going to be involved with handling food has to check herself to make sure, even though she can say, oh, well, what do I need to check for? There's going to be Daya Shaita anyway, so I'll just wait until it happens. So we say, no, she still needs to check to make, I guess you want to make the Pekida not too far away anyway. Oh, sorry, she doesn't have the Pekida, but she still needs to check every morning because she's got to handle food today. Chutz min hanida. Except for a woman who is a nida, there's no point in checking, because if she's a nida, she knows that she's tummy anyway, so nothing to check for. and a woman who gave birth. So it says if it's a boy, she's tummy for 7 days. If it's a girl, she's tummy 14 days. And after that, she has her 33 or 66 days of Yomei Tohar. And that means even if she sees blood during those days, she's Tohar anyway. So there's no point in doing a bedikah, because even if she sees something, she's Tohar. So with a nida, there's no point in doing bedikah because she's tummy anyway. And with a mother who gave birth during the Yomei Tohar, no point in checking because she's going to be Tohar anyway. And she should use Edim here, means the cloths that are testifying that she was Tohar or otherwise. So she should do, when she's having intercourse, she should check beforehand and afterwards with cloths to see if anything comes out on that. Chutz, except for, who should do that? Everybody, chutz b'yashevus adam toyar. Again, except for the woman who, even if she sees, is Tohar, so there's no point in being Meshameshes Be'edim for her. And Besula. And if she is a virgin, so we said that it's a different sort of blood, Adam Besulim. And therefore, even if there's blood, it does not make her Tomei. Shatomeha Tohar, her blood is Tohar, and therefore there's no point in checking before and after Tashmish. Upa'amim, sometimes, Shrich Elias Bedekas, Shachris Uben Ashmoshes. She will need to check twice a day, in the morning and menashmoshes in the evening, to make sure she's okay for the next period coming up. And also when she's going to have tashmish, the Gemara will discuss what do you mean by that. You just we're talking about taris. You say with them koyenos, if it's a koyenes who eats truma. That means either a daughter of a kohen who's not married, or the wife of a kohen, she has to do extra bedikas. B'shashayin oichus b'truma. If she's about to eat truma, she needs to check herself beforehand. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer af b'shas avarosim lechol truma. Even when she's finished eating truma, she should do a bedika too. And we'll see in the Gemara what is the reason for all of these bedikas. Okay, so the Gemara says first of all, chutz min hanida. We said one of the things is that for hanida, there's no point in her doing any bedikas, and why? The betochim any dasa laboy bedika while she's in her days of nidus. So the Torah says that a woman who sees a period is she's tummy for 7 days. Doesn't matter how long the period actually the bleeding actually goes for. It's seven days tummy. So there's no point in checking on the fourth day or the fifth day or whatever, because anyway, she's tummy. It doesn't matter whether she's or not. Yeah, that seems to be what we're saying over here. There's no point. So the Gemara says, let's think about this. That makes sense according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Omar Isha Kevas Laveses Pesachim Ezivasov, Ein Isha Kevas Laveses Pesachim Enidasov. So let's say a woman's a Zava. If a woman's a Zava, that means that her time clock is mucked up, basically. She saw when she wasn't expecting to. Yeah. So those days when she's bleeding, if it ends up being three times like that, that will make her kavua for those days. And it's changed. It's no longer your mezivasa. So therefore, it would be worth checking not just the day when she starts the flow, but all the days to see what's going on during that time. But bimeni dasa, she can't be keveya bimeni dasa. What do I mean by that? That means that to be keveya versus, it depends on when the period started, not when it's in the middle. So for example, if she started on Rosh Chodesh and on Gimel of the month, she's still going. Yeah? And then the next month, she starts on Gimel. And the third month, she starts on Gimel. So she had three Gimels in a row when she was having a period. So according to Reish Lakish, that does not make it Kavua. Because the first one was not the beginning of the period, it was in the middle. Yeah. And therefore, once she started on Rosh Chodesh, she's Tomei till Zayin, there's no difference on physically whether she's bleeding the whole 7 days, or 2 days, or 5 days, or whatever. It makes no difference to her status. And it also makes no difference, Legabe keeping track for next month if it's the same day. It's only the day when the period starts that makes the cheshbon. And therefore, no point in checking during Nidus. So that is what Rish Lakish says. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not so. According to Rabbi Yochanan, to Omar Isha Kevas Lavesis Beseichim Meni Dasa, that a kriyas can be even if the day is in the middle of the period. That means for 3 months in a row, she was having a period on Gimel, even if Gimel wasn't the starting day, but Gimel was one of the days, and she was on, then that's a kriyas. That makes her fixed. And we'll say then Dayashaita and all the rules of kriyas. Yeah? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if that's possible, that she can be kavua by being in the middle of the period, so then obviously only if she's still bleeding. So if she started on Rosh Chodesh, she should check on Gimel to see what's happening. Because if she's still bleeding on Gimel, and next month will be Gimel again, and next month will be Gimel again, she'll be kavua. If she stopped already by Gimel, not very likely, let's call it hay. Yeah, if she stopped and she checked on hay, and she stopped bleeding, yes, she's still tome because the Torah says 7 days. But by next month, if she starts on hay, there's no connection between hay and the period because the first month, by hay, she was finished already. So, Tivda, she should check. Tilma Kabbal Avesis. Maybe if she's still going and she still sees then, that will lead to a fixed Vesis if there's 2 other months that are Mitztarif. So why does Rabbi Yochanan, quite Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah say she shouldn't do any bedikas during that week? Zalmalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan will answer you, when do I say that there can be a kvius besoichim enidosa, that even if it's not the start of the period, even if it's in the middle, that can contribute to kvius, ki amina ano, hechad chazisa b'mayin sosu. That means when she starts, mayin sosu, that it was closed. In other words, the first one was Gimel, and the second one was Gimel, and the third one was Gimel was in the middle. That will make it kavua. But if the first one is only in the middle, loy omri, I don't say that. In other words, when do we say that the day? Oh, so there's 2 pirushim over here. Let me get this right. What I just said was 1 pirush, that it's only if it's the last one, not the first two. And the other pirush is that when does he say it's kavua if she stopped and then started again? Yeah, so let's say she starts on Aleph and then she starts and then again on Hay. And next month is again Aleph and then Hay. And then hay. So then those 3 times that she started on hay, that will be, even though the hay was in the middle of the 7 days, that would be considered a kvius.
Hang on.
If she went from 1 to 7 straight, then the fact that she was bleeding on four does not contribute to any kriyas. But if she started on Aleph and stopped on Gimel and started again on Dalet, then it would contribute.
That's, in other words, the fact that you had on Aleph and then you see 3 days later, that's not called a Mayim Pesuach.
Well, it depends on whether she was bleeding yesterday or not. There's no point in checking now because yesterday she didn't check. She's not going to know whether it's kriyas keveya or anything or not. She has to be able to. I suppose, if she checked every single day, then she would know, and she would know that she stopped. Then you're right. She would then she should check in the subsequent days to see if she started again. But assuming that she was going continuously, or if she didn't check yesterday, so she doesn't know whether she stopped, then there's no way that the fourth day can contribute to any kriyas. And therefore, there's no point in checking. Okay. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah was, Hayeshevis Adam Toya. We said a woman who was in her pure period after childbirth, where even if she sees blood, that blood is called Yomei Tahara in the Chumash. So there's no point in doing a bedika, because even if she sees blood, she's still going to be Tahar. It's Kasal Kedaitach. So we saw, what does it mean? we thought that what's the pshat yeshevus al dam toyar mevakeshes leishev al dam toyar, that she wants to start her yomei tahara. Yeah. So the Gemara assumed that the pshat in the Mishnah is when a woman has a boy, so she's tameh for 7 days and she's tahor for 33 days. That even at the end of the 7 days, there's no reason to do a bedikah and see if she stops, because even if she keeps going directly from the 7th day, she's tameh, the 8th day, she's tahor, and that's it. So there's no point in checking. Doesn't matter what happens. Yeah. So that's what we thought. That she's about to start. She's finishing the Yemei Tuma, and she's starting the Yemei Toya, and therefore she doesn't need to do a bedikah then, because it doesn't matter whether the blood stopped or not. Till now the blood was tamei, and after now the blood is tahor. So the Gemara says, based on that assumption, Hanicha l'Rav. That's okay according to Rav. The Omar Mayan Echahu. According to Rav, the blood that comes out in the first 7 days and the blood that comes out after that, the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tahara, it's all the same blood physically. It's a halachic change in status. HaTorah Timosev, HaTorah Tihartoy. The Torah said it's Tomei for the first 7 days and the Torah said it's Tohei for the next 33 days. Doesn't matter what, physically it's all the same thing. Yeah, it's a halachic distinction. And therefore there's no point in doing any bedikas, because the halacha changes the status regardless of the physical situation. Therefore, shaper makes sense. She's about to start. She wants to make that from now on it should be tohar. Well, okay, so according to Rav, she doesn't need to do anything. It means it's going to happen by itself. So mavakeshes means, okay, she's about to start. She doesn't need to do anything to make those days start. Once it clicks over to day 8, she's the blood is tohar, and she'll be tohar for any blood that comes out from now on. And end of story.
But she was tamei for the first 7 days, right? So she's not allowed to touch talis.
Yeah, right? So she'll go to the mikveh and that'll be it.
Oh, so if you go to the mikveh, you do have to say talis. What
doesn't have to do a tefsik talis. That's the whole point. Doesn't have to do bedikah. This is exactly what we're saying. There's no point in doing a hefsik talis, because even if the blood comes out, she's still tohar. Yeah, because that blood that comes out there, that tohar tiharto, full stop. So therefore, there's no need for any bedikas. Just go to the mikveh and freskas unto hate, yeah. So that makes sense according to Rav, because you don't need to know the physical situation. All you need to know is that it's on the 8th day. It's tahor. Elo the Levi, but we have the opinion of Levi. The Omar Shnei Mayonesim. According to Levi, the concept of Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara is because there are two different sources for this blood. There's actually physically different blood coming out. The blood that comes out immediately after childbirth for the first 7 days is different from the blood that comes out after that. So she has to have a break in between to know that that first one stopped and the second one started. Therefore, since there are two mayonis means wells, two sources of the blood, Tivdai, she has to check. During that period, Dilma katlo posakahu mayantomi. She cannot start. This is where Mavakeshes, yeah? She wants to start having the situation where all of it's tahor. She cannot do that until she checks and makes sure that the tomei flow has stopped. So she has to do bedikah at some point. Otherwise, she'll never know when the first one stops.
So according to Levi, she's saying this is all physical.
Yeah.
So Levi says you've got 7 days with blood flows.
So according to Levi, it's a minimum.
It stops, and then the 8th day it's from a different source.
Yeah. But she can only be tahor if the first one stopped. Yeah. How will she know if the first one stopped? Because she'll have a time when she checks and there's nothing there. Then she knows the first one stopped, and anything that comes after that will be from the second one. But if she never knows the first one stopped, maybe the first one didn't stop yet. So the first one's supposed to be for 7 days, but until you prove that it stopped, you can't make her tahor. Yeah. So it's like she has to have that hefsek tahor, like you're saying. Yeah? And if she doesn't have that, then she's not able to become tahor. So that's why she has to do a bedikah. So according to Levi, how can the Mishnah says no bedikah? And it's Amalach Levi. Levi will answer you. Homani, turn the page. Who is that according to? Bishamai. Who's that one who says no bedikah is only the opinion of Bishamai? To Omri, Mayon Echadhu. Who says it's one Mayon? So Levi says, Bishamai say that there's one Mayon, and therefore there's no need for a bedikah, because nothing to do with the physical circumstances. But I hold, not like Beis Shammai, and I hold there's two Mayonis, and therefore there does need to be a Bedika. Fred? Sorry? We will answer that shortly. You're ruining the suspense here. Okay, first question is though, how can Levi say that the Stam Mishnah is Beis Shammai? Frag the Gemara, Levi, v'sasam lontana ke Beis Shammai? Since when do we have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? Presumably, if it's only Beis Shammai, what Levi's implying is that Beis Hillel disagrees. Yeah, you can't have. Because he says, I don't want to listen to Beis Shammai. That's nice for you, but only on the assumption that because Beis Hillel says otherwise. If there's no one else argues with Beis Shammai, then what good is it to tell you Beis Shammai? Yeah, so therefore Levi is implying that we have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, and you're passing like Beis Hillel. But yeah, why would the Tana, why would Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi make a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? Answer the Gemara, while Stam be'achat kach machlekes. We have different rules about Stam Mishnahs. If we have a Mishnah which has no author, so the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, so then you have a valid question, why on earth is a halacha like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel? Why would you have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? However, if you have a machlokes in a subsequent Mishnah, then the rules that halacha like Stam Mishnah do not count, and all it means is that Rebbe first wrote it down Stam, and then later on, he said, oh, hang on, Beis Hillel argues with this, so I'll put Beis Hillel in as well. So then the stumness of that first Mishnah evaporates, and if it doesn't matter who it was, it's not halacha is not like that. So Levi will say, yeah, there was a stum Mishnah like Beis Shammai, but later on we had a Mishnah which elaborated the machlekes, and I go like Beis Hillel. Chol stum me'achadach machlekes, whenever you find that there's an anonymous Mishnah, which normally the halacha is like that automatically, but if there's the next Mishnah, subsequent Mishnah, there's a machlokes mentioned, ein halacha kestam. We don't necessarily paskin like the Stam Mishnah, then we have to look at the machlokes being the later version of the story, and then you'll go according to whatever you normally do when there's a machlokes. V'boy seimo. And if you want, then Chaim can say, Mikatoni Mivakesh Leshiv. Yeah, your assumption was that Yeshevas Adam Toyar means she wants to start the Yemei Toyar. And you're debating now whether there needs to be a gap between the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Toyar, because depending on whether it's all the same blood or it's a different blood. But it doesn't say Mivakeshes in the Mishnah. Yeshevas Katoni. Yeshevas means she's in the middle of the Yemei Toyar. Once she's in the middle of your Yemei Toyar, there's for sure no point in doing a Bedika, because even if it's bleeding, it's Toyar. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but that's so obvious the Mishnah doesn't need to say it. Yeshevas, if she's already in the middle of your Yemei Toyar, is my Lememra. Why is the Mishnah bother telling us? It's obvious. There's no point in checking, because no matter what happens, you're going to get the same result. So answer the Gemara, Mahu the Tamer, you might have thought, Tivdik, that she should check anyway, even though the blood itself that she sees is Toher. So that's not going to be an issue. But what will be the difference of knowing whether she's bleeding or not physically? The Dilma Kavala Vesas. Maybe you want to check when she's physically bleeding, because maybe there'll be two more times on the same date of the month, and then she'll have a Vesas Kavua then. Kamash Malon, therefore the Mishnah's telling you, that there is no kriya, when you talk about a kriya being three times on the same day of the month, if one of those is in Yemei Toyar and two are in Yemei Tumah or the Viki Verki, then it's not a kriya. They can't join together to make it three times. Yeah. So even if she sees in Yemei Toyar on the fifth of the month and the next month was already no longer Yemei Toyar, and she sees on the fifth again, and the third month, the fifth again, it's not a kriyas. The one that she saw doing Yemei Toyar doesn't count, and therefore there's mamish no point in doing any vedika. So the Gemara says, hang on, you just said what? That from the there's two mayonis. You just said it's going from the Tomei Mayon, sorry, from the Toher Mayon to the Tomei Mayon. You can't join them together because the blood's coming from different places. Hanichal Levi, that's all Levi's sheet that the Omar Shnei Mayon is saying. He says there is this concept of two different sources for the blood. And on the Rav, Domer Mayon Echadu, but according to Rav, it's all the same Mayon. So therefore, it should be Mitztarif. What's the difference? It's a halachic concept that says that during Cheshvan, she's Toher. Yeah, but physically it's all the same thing. So then it should be mitzaref. 3 months in a row, same day, it should be kavua. It's tivdek, so therefore she should do a batika, even in Yemei Toihar. Dilma kavala vesas. Maybe the next 2 months will be the same day, then she'll end up with a vesas kavua. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Poor choice of words. When I said from a mayon tome to a mayon toher, yes, that those words only make sense according to Levi. But even according to Rav, afilu hachi, even according to Rav, mimeitar with a meitum is also like kava. A halachic principle that you can, that even though it's the same physical blood, but a Torah timatoi va a Torah tihartoi, and therefore the dates cannot be mitzdarif for the subsequent 2 months to make a versus kavua if the first one was in the Yemei Toya. Okay, so those are the exceptions of when there's no point of a woman doing a bedikah. Now we go on, the next part of the Mishnah was Mishameshes be'edim. We talked about when she should use edim before and after tashmish. Okay, Tznan Hassel, we learned in the Mishnah, Tinoike Shaloi Higiyas Mana Lirois. You had a young girl who wasn't even up to the age yet where you would expect anything. The Nisus. And she got married. As they did, you know, 10-year-olds getting married in the good old days. Didn't have to worry about Shaduchim. They knocked it off when the girl was a little girl and that was it. Nowadays, you'd end up in jail for doing that. But what can they do? The Nisus. Sorry? There you go. No, that used to be standard practice. Presumably because the fathers wanted to make sure that their daughters would be looked after because the times were so wild, and therefore they thought, I'll make sure that she's got a husband, so if something happens to me, someone will take care of her. So they would marry off their girls very young. So what happens if the girl was married off very young? So now we have this concept. So if she, so she'll be a besula. So when she first has intercourse, so there's going to be blood there. So now, what's that got to do with nida? So we said, Beshamay Omrim, Beshamay say, Noistim La Arba Leilis. 4 nights is considered that it's the blood, any blood that's in those 4 nights will be blood of Besulim, not blood of nida. And therefore she's not considered a nida for those first 4 days. Beshilal Omrim, there's no time limit, it's a physical thing. Achatichi hamaka. So there's a physical, let's call it an injury, a wound, that makes her bleed when she first has tashmish. And therefore, until that heals, there's no time limit. You'll see if when it heals, that means the end of the blood that was caused by the intercourse, and anything after that will be normal nida. So that's Beshamev and Beshilo. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Shmuel. Rav Gidl says in the name of Shmuel, Leishanu Elashalei Pasko Machmas Tashmish. When does that apply? What are we talking about? Where she didn't stop when she had, like after that first day. Yeah. And so that whenever she is having intercourse, she's still seeing blood. I mean, after, not just the first time, but the second time, also seeing blood. Or ras l'shloim machmas tashmish. Or there's blood coming even when she's not having intercourse. Yeah. Then we have these machlekes of Bisham and Besilul. At what point do we stop calling it blood of Besulim and start having blood of Nida? Avo pasko machmas tashmish. But if she had intercourse without bleeding, the rasa, and then she saw without intercourse, so that is definitely not Dam Besulim anymore. If it was still Dam Besulim that she saw without having intercourse, Kol Shekein, she would see it when she does have intercourse. But if she didn't have it, that means the wound must have healed. Because after, otherwise, when she's actually having intercourse, she would have seen. And therefore she is Tameya. Okay. Ova Laila Achas Beloi Tashmish. If she had a night without any tashmish, virasa, and then she saw is tomeya, she's tome. Because, one second, this one was, that means after she saw, after she didn't see with tashmish, and then she saw afterwards without tashmish, is then she is tomei. Nishtanu maradom shelo, if the appearance of the blood changed, is also tmeya, because that means it's not the same thing anymore. Okay, so that was all Rav Gidl and Emma Shmuel. As Masi Rav Yen, Rav Yen asked a question on him. Ovesula shatomeo tahirim. So therefore, if you have a besula, so she wasn't one of the ones who was excluded, yeah? For that that besula who got married. There's a mighty shamish be'edim. Ah, sorry, she was one. I'm sorry, I take it back. She is one who was excluded. So he says, why? Why is she excluded? To shamish be'edim. The Dilman is Tana Maradom Shalom. If you're saying that the appearance changed and that will change her from being Toher to being Tomei, then she should check to see if the appearance has changed. Zomar Rava, Emoresha, look at the beginning. The beginning is Chutz bin Anida Veshebes Adam Toyar. Those are the two exceptions when there's no Bedika. Who the loy boy Bedika? Our Besula Shadamer Toyrin is boy Bedika. Yeah, so therefore, it's not an exception. You're right that the solution is to check to see if the blood changed appearance. Yeah, so now we have two statements in the Mishnah that seem to contradict each other. Yeah, because we said that a besula doesn't have to be mishamish be'edim, but we said she does have to do bedikas. So what's going on here? Elakashin adadi. So the Mishnah says to itself, you look absurd. What do you mean by immediate?
The bedikah can be in the morning and the evening. Right?
Yeah, but l'chayva, the concept is, why is she mishamesh be'edim? To see if something happened. Yeah? So it should be the same concept. Why should there be a difference? Yeah? No, so the original assumption, before we found out this business about changing appearance, we said there's no point in mishamesh be'edim, because even if the blood comes because of tashmish, it's done basuli. Yeah, but if you're telling me that the dam changes color, that means it's tomei. Then even if the dam happened because of tashmish, but if it was different color, it's tomei. So the Gemara answers, what's the answer to the stira? Kancha shimsha. When she has tashmish, the aim is shamash ochra. If the color changes because of tashmish, that's not going to make her tomei anyway. Why? Because you can say it's the male part that caused some change in color there. And therefore, that will not make her tamei. But can't shaloi shimsha. If she didn't do any intercourse and the color changed, then she's going to be tamei. But if the color changed immediately after an intercourse situation, then that doesn't make her tamei anyway. So there's no point in her doing a batika at that point. Tani nami hachi b'med v'orim v'orim shaloi poskel machmas tashmish. Oh, so this price is the same as Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl said that shaloi poskel machmas tashmish, that she never stopped having blood after tashmish from the original, from when she got married, the rasa shalom machmas tashmish, and she's still seeing blood even with no tashmish. So then we say it's still the dama maka, it's still the dama, the blood of the wound. Avol pasuk machmas tashmish, but if she had intercourse without seeing anything, or she saw without having intercourse, then she's tmeya. Over laila achas blay tashmish verasa tmeya. If she didn't have tashmish and saw, then she is tamei. Nishtana maradom inshallah is also tmeya, and if the appearance changes, also tamei. Okay, then we said tamei shitzricha, she needs to check in the morning and in the evening. Ben hashmoshes is what's going on here. What's all this checking going on about? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, leishtana v'lataris. All of this stuff we're talking about for her checking is only to do with food. You want to know whether the food is tamei or not, so she has to check. But in order to be permitted for her husband, is muteris. There's no such thing as that she needs to do any bedikas. She is permitted. Fred Zigumara, Pshita, obviously we're talking about taris because shachristan. It says check in the morning and check in the evening. If we were talking about tashmish, it would only be in the evening. Yeah? There's no tashmish in the day, so therefore it must be talking about taris. Ella, itmar, a safe itmar. But if Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said something like this, it must have been referring to the Sefer. The Sefer says, "Veshashi veres neshamish es beisa." It says that she needs to do bedika when she's about to be meshamish es beisa to do tashmish. Why is it so? We're talking about that there's no bedikas for tashmish, so why does she have to do it for tashmish? Is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul leshanu ela beisha sukkah betaris? That a woman who is involved in handling food, she needs to do a bedika before tashmish also, even though generally she does not. Why? The migo du boy bedika lataris by non bedika labailo. Once you're telling her that she has to do bedikas to check in order for the food to make sure it's not tamei, so then we make her do one also before tashmish for her husband. Aval ena asuka betaris lay by betika. But if she's not handling food, then she doesn't need any betikas at all. Full stop. Freda Gemara. So that's what Shmuel's saying. It's my kamashmal on what Shmuel teaching us. Tanina. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol anashim becheskas tar lebalayin." All women are considered tar for their husbands. Yeah, and the only time we're worried about it is for the food. So what does Shmuel have to add? What's Shmuel adding to the situation? His answer, the Gemara, Imasnisin, from that Mishnah, Havamina, Hani Mili V'ishesh L'Vesus. We would say that's talking about a woman who has a Vesus Kavua. Since she has a Vesus Kavua, then if it's not on the fixed day, she doesn't need to check. Aval Ishesh in L'Vesus, but a woman who doesn't have a fixed time, so she never knows when it's going to come, is Boy Bedika. You might think she needs to do Bedika even for her husband, and therefore Shmuel's telling us that she doesn't. Fred Gemara, why would you say that? You said from the Mishnah that it's only talking about a woman who has a kavua. Really. The Mishnah says it's talking about an isha. Our Mishnah is talking about an isha sheyesh lo veses askina. So the Gemara says, no, masnisin is bein sheyesh lo veses, bein shein lo veses. The Mishnah is telling us it doesn't make a difference whether she has a veses kavua or not. Well, kamashmalan, what is teaching you? So if she's kavua, why is she doing any checking altogether? Yeah, that she knows when it's going to come. So the Mishnah is teaching you, even though she has a versus kavua of a migul de boy bedikah lataris, but we said that if she's handling food, then even if she has a versus kavua, she needs to check it. It's a chumra by the food, and therefore boy nan bedikah labailah, she needs to check for her husband as well, because now we're being strict on her. We might as well go the whole way. Fred Gemara ve'omer Shmuel Chadazim. Shmuel already said this in a different format. Why would Shmuel say the same thing twice? The Omer of Zera, Omer of Abba Bar Yirmi, Omer Shmuel, Isha Shein Le Veses, as if she hasn't got a fixed Veses, Asur, L'Sham, Eshat of Tivdik, she has to do Bedika. V'il Kimna, we say, what do you mean she has to do Bedika? The Mishnah says she doesn't have to do Bedika. And we already established, but why does she have to do Bedika? Because it's Seka Sukha Betaris, because she's handling food. So how come he says the same thing twice in different words? Answer the Gemara, Chara Miklal Chavetiz, but he didn't say it twice. He said it was quoted. Lots of different people were quoting Shmuel, and they quoted him using different formats of words, but really Shmuel only said it once. Tanin Amihochi, and the Brisa says, Vemed, one of Memorial, Mutaris, all his Bedikas are for Taris, Avalabaila Mutaris, but for her husband, she doesn't eat any Bedikas, Vemed, one of Memorial, and now an extra point to finish off with is Shehinicha Becheskas Tahira. If she was, if the husband, last time he asked her, she was Tahir, then she doesn't need to do any more Bedikas, Avalinicha Becheskas Tmeya, but if her husband, if she was Tomei at some point, and the last time the husband heard about it, she was Tomei, as La'olam hibetumas such a Tomei lo Tahirani. She has to actually tell him that she's now Tahir, otherwise he can't proceed with the activities.
So what's the saying? Every time you have Omar